Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Shen Youling. I'm a PhD student working with Dr. Shinsuke Akihara in Gulf Coast Research and Education Center near Tampa at University of Florida. And today I'm going to share some of my research experimental results from one of my PhD projects about the fibrate induction and the vital toxicity induced by exogenous GF3 in Natchez blackberry in Florida. And there's a growing demand for blackberries because of new cultivars with improved aroma, flavor, and the health benefit from the high antioxidants in berries. So the import volume of fresh blackberry increased from almost 43 million tons in 2010 to 74 million tons in 2017. The average grower price also increased from $3 per kilogram in 2009 and to almost $4 per kilogram in 2017. And producing blackberry has become popular in the southeastern United States. The growing area almost doubled from 2,000 acres in 2007 to almost 4,000 acres in 2017, and this trend was shown in Florida too, particularly in Central Florida. In Central Florida, it takes account for almost 70% of production in Florida, although the growing production area is quite small compared to other blackberry producing state in the United States. However, the commercial production of blackberry in Florida is limited to local market and the UPIC operation due to the low yield in Florida under the subtropical climate. And blackberry is a temporary crop, so the phenology in the subtropical climate might be different from the plant grown in temperature region. Florida, as a sunshine state, is known for the long summer and warm winter. So, for example, for Natchez blackberry, the bud break will occur in late February and flower in late March. And we can harvest the blackberry in the beginning of the May. And after the long summer, the blackberry will drop the leaves in December, and we found the blackberry will go into annual dormancy in late January in Florida. So the chill hours in Florida are pretty low and variable across years and locations. The main period of chill hour accumulation concentrated between January to March. And the total accumulated chill hours in our research center in Central Florida is about 300 hours in last season. However, blackberry generally requires 300 to 900 hours of chill below 7 degrees C. So insufficient chill hours will suppress flower bud break and lower the fruit production. And thus, the proper selection of low chill cultivars will be important for successful long-term blackberry production in Florida. So we have evaluated several commercial cultivar, including Florican fruiting cultivar and Primocane fruiting cultivar. And we found Natchez is a really competitive cultivar in view of high yield, and which is one of the reasons why Natchez has been popular in current Florida blackberry productions. Natchez has low chilling requirement, about 300 hours, and can produce fruits earlier than other tested cultivar with bigger fruit size. However, the fruit quality of Natchez is not as good as other tested cultivar in Florida. So, a previous study has shown that the application of TDZ is a cytokinin, and the application of the GA3 was effective in improving the blackberry production and also increase the berry size without affecting the bricks under low chill climate in Mexico. So in the season 2016 to 2017, we applied the GA3 at 40 grams per hectare on three different Florican fruiting cultivars in late January, and we found fruit set was improved only by 80% in Natchez, but the fruit set is improved by more than 100% in Navajo and 60%. Improved by 60% in Wachita by the single GA3 application in late January. So the objective of this study is to evaluate the dose effect of exogenous GA3, and we will evaluate the phenology and the marketable yield of Natchez blackberry under subtropical climate. So our hypothesis was if we could increase the percentage of bud break, we could increase the flower number and then increase our yield. So this experiment was conducted in Central Florida in 2017 to 2018 season, and we used 4-year-old Natchez plant grown in the open field as our plant material, and we would evaluate the phenology, percentage of bud break, and marketable yield weekly. And also we evaluated the berry quality in view of berry size and the bricks. The experimental design would be RCVD, and each rep consisted of 4 plants. So I applied the GA3 at 0, 25, 99, and 198 gram per hectare of ProGip at 100 gallon per acre on February 20 in 2018 by using the CO2 backpack sprayer, and we apply the GA3 on both sides of trellis. So the first date of bud break, first date of flower, and the first date of harvest were not significantly different among the GA3 treatment, although the first date of bud break in control plot, the blue line, was 2 days later than other GA treated plot. And we also found the harvest window of control plot and 25 gram GA treated plots was longer. It could last almost 6 weeks. However, if we apply the GA at higher rate, the harvest window was shortened. And generally, percentage of bud break was increased with increased GA application rate. At 1 week after application, the highest GA treated plot can achieve almost 60% of bud break. Sorry. However, in control plot, we only get around 25% of bud break. And after the GA application, we found two phenomena. First, few bulbs would die after sprouted, but they were not significant. So you can see the decline trend of bud break in GA treated plot. And second, we found the GA application not only induced the primary bud break, but also induced the secondary bud break. However, most secondary bud break would disappear when the primary grew bigger, primary bud grew bigger. And at 2 weeks after application, flowers could be observed just right after the bud break. Whereas when we apply the higher rates of GA, it could induce more uniform bud break and prolong the length of the flower lateral and also produce more leaves in each flower lateral. However, something unexpected happened. We found flower reduction as GA rate increased. So in control plot, we found there were almost 22 flowers per 30 node canned. Yeah, I know it's quite low. However, in GA treated plot, we can only found 5 flowers. Okay, 5 flowers on the cans. So here's the picture showing the different flower laterals in different treatment. So generally, there are 5 to 8 flowers in a net. In a flower lateral in Natchez, but when we increase the GA application rate, it induces some flower abortion. But interestingly, all the apical flowers, the first flower will survive after the GA application. But the flower below the apical flower will die, will turn brown and dry out. But we can also see the sepal-like structure for the dead flower bud. So as you may expect, the yield was significantly reduced by the GA treatment. We could harvest 2 kg of blackberry per plant in control plot, but only 500 grams of blackberry per plant in higher GA treaty rate plot. So for the berry quality, the highest GA treaty rate will reduce the berry size, but all the GA treatment wouldn't affect the bricks. So we only get one berry per flower lateral in 99 grand and 198 grand GA per hectare treaty plot. So I'm still feel so sorry to the grower who provide me the plant material for this experiment. But we found the GA phytotoxicity is cultivar dependent, because in the same season, we applied the 99 grand of GA per hectare on three different cultivars, Natchez, Navajo, and Wachita. And we found the barbary could be improved highly by the GA3 treatment in all these three cultivars. However, we only observed the flower abortion in Natchez blackberry, but the flower number was improved by GA3 application in Navajo and Wachita. So we can also increase the yield only in Navajo and Wachita. So although the percentage barbary was improved by Natchez, but yield didn't improve by increased GA rate because of the flower abortion. So we have conducted a series of experiments to figure out what is the best timing of the GA3 application. We have applied GA at late December, late January, and late February, but we only find the flower abortion in the February application. So I suspect that different flower development stage will have different sensitivity to the GA phytotoxicity. So in conclusion, I would recommend to apply the GA3 on Wachita and Navajo, but don't apply the GA3 on Natchez. I would like to thank my collaborator, Dr. John Lennon, for providing valuable suggestion and a funding source from FDACS, and Mr. Craig Campbell from Valen USA for providing the GA3 product. And finally, I would like to thank all the members in my lab. Thank you so much.
Got a few minutes for a few questions. So GA is labeled in California for canberry use for the wood grow destruct.
GA is not labeled in Florida for blackberry use, but it's labeled for blueberry use. So we follow the label rate for blueberry and try to apply it on the blackberry. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so the question is, even if we don't apply the GA3 on Natchez, we can still get, you know, really high yield. Yeah, so that's why, because I think Natchez has low chilling requirement, so which is more suited to our environment. And Natchez can produce bigger berry size. So I think it's one of the reasons why Natchez can yield higher than other cultivars. But we found Natchez will tend to overcrop year by year, and it will kill itself. So I don't think plant Natchez will be a good idea in Florida. Yeah, it's my observation.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.